He's a brilliant actor. Ouch. He's a Logie Award-winning actor. You know him from Underbelly, from House Husbands, Forrest Arani. Forrest, welcome to the show.
Fifi, don't you ever feel sorry for me. Oh. I don't need the pity, please.
Oh, Forrest.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. But, you know, Forrest, it was interesting because watching the show to date, watching the episodes where you were, you know, the team were getting beastings because of things you were doing, it was like, hey, I reckon that's not really working out for you. But I did last night. I didn't
we're
like
warm to him.
Fev and I, we didn't like that, and we last night were watching, thinking that's not actually nice. And I did feel for you. How did that feel when everybody wanted you out?
It wasn't my first kind of intervention. No, for me it was like I get their perspective because we're in a situation and people's. They're stripped away from their essence, right? And so you're dealing with this, you know, a lot of deprivation and your true kind of nature is tested. But I felt like it was a very odd experience. But what you didn't see as well, you didn't see Candace stand up for me. She actually said, "No, this is weird. What is going on here? He's the only one that came back for me. He's the only one that came back out of all you guys, and he's the only one that thought about coming back. So there's no way." And she actually breaks down, and we have a moment of like a real moment of clarity and humility. And they cut all that out. And then just, and then, you know, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot that you don't see. But, yeah, for me, I just really had a good time on the show, tested myself. I love the trauma. Trauma's going to stay with me forever.
Oh, I bet.
Back to those first episodes for us, because we realised very quickly from that first episode, when you just all arrived there and when you gave a bit of lip and then suddenly everyone was in the water freezing and you realised, oh, gosh, you can, you know, to stay in there and not get beasted constantly, you have to control your impulses. Was it hard for you? Because, you're quick-witted. You do have comebacks. Was it really hard to curb that side of you that just wanted to keep answering back?
It was hard because I've always, you know, in my industry, that's what you do. You respond. And as human beings, we respond. And when you put in that, when you're taken out of reality into such a foreign environment, you're like, you need to be submissive. It does. It takes a few, you know, it took me a while to kind of go, okay, I need to be submissive. This is this is how it works. But everyone like really kind of, was already there the first day. I think they were big fans of the show already. You know, they idolized the guys, and the Commandos are great, but they really were big fans of the UK version. And I came in, hadn't watched an episode, hadn't read one of the books of the Commandos, and we're like, "What's going on? Who invited me? What am I doing here?"
Mm. Yeah. For us, it's Fev, mate. I've actually become to really like you in this show. I think you're the toughest person out there mentally because of all the adversity you've been thrown by the staff.
Thanks, mate.
And the competitors. And I think sometimes that Merrick and the play and all the cast members thought it was the wrong show. It's not Survivor. You can't vote people off. I was a bit shocked about that. But, mate, the funniest bit of the show, by far, in any reality show I've ever seen, mate, you got to the point last night, you ran there, you got there first, you were so instructive. Come on, guys, come here. You realised number two, Candace, wasn't there. And then you went back, and then you thought you were in COD or Mortal Kombat. I don't know what you thought you were in. But you ran into the dorm, and this is how it went for everyone listening.
The damsel in distress is now being rescued by the blue-fisted freak show. Take your blue glove off.
I appreciate that you came back for me.
Right, next time you do something heroic like that, I'd suggest you bring at least two of you. And don't bring a 5-foot picket to a gunfight.
Jeez, what are you doing?
That's so funny. Honestly, I was not... That was all in the moment. That was all impulsive. It was 5 o'clock in the morning. It's not like I was in the mood. I was not in the mood to perform. You know,
all
I was just trying
to
survive.
Picket thing.
I know, with a picket. I know. I was just making it. It all happened at the same time. I went up there, waited for everyone, realized she wasn't there. And I'm like, what happens now? Because that was the mission, just to get up there, right? Yeah, and then I realized, number two, Candace is not there. So I ran back, and the poor camera guys, man, they're just like running after me, like just sweating bullets, you know.
You had no pants on.
I had no pants on. I had my like thermals on. I had a blue flame glove, like for the fire, because I was up feeding the fire.
You were.
I had this blue flame glove still on. I had the pig in my hand. And I picked the lock. It was very funny because I was just standing there with their hands in their pockets going, "What the F do you think you're doing?" I was like, "Oh, I don't know what I'm doing, to tell you the truth."
And you were saving Candace. And you two do have a great relationship. But look, it's no secret for us. We're seeing what's happening as everyone's doing interviews. There are a couple that clearly you don't get along with, and that's been made quite public. Who were your friends in there, and who didn't you like, or who aren't you in have any interest in seeing again?
Look, it was, you know, when I first said, you know, it was a sophisticated situation and people's characters are tested. But Jackson Warren, for me, was a free thinker. Candace, even with all the annihilation and the fragility that was going around, she started questioning. She's like, "Hang on a minute, this guy's getting stitched up, and maybe he's been stitched up from day one." American... Shannon, I think that they were playing the kind of the patriarch, you know, that listen to us. This is how you build a fire. Come here, I'll show you how to build a fire. It looks like you don't know how to build a fire. I'm like, and for me, I'm like, you build your fire, I'll build my own fire. It's okay. But with them, I felt like there was a bit of flakiness because Shannon.
What is going on with Shannon?
Dude, even the hypothermia, I helped him through that entire thing, man. I sound like a broken record, but I undressed him. I took his temperature twice. I tried to bring down his temperature. He doesn't remember any of that. And then the next day, he's trying to vote me out. It felt deceptive, and I felt like. You know, I felt hurt because it was like, what is going on here? This is some double-edged, two-faced thing going on, and I don't know. Or it's just the fundamentals aren't there. It's not grounded.
Do you know what it looks like to me now watching the show? It's like you're the only one who knows it's a show. I watch it and I go, those are their
exactly,
songs.
They all think they're actually going to be in the SAS.
That's what the producer said. I talked to these producers after. She's like, you were the only one that knew that you're on the TV show. I'm like, I felt like exactly. I felt insane in there. I was like, am I on the, you know, like it was bizarre.
Blokes think they were actually going in SAS or?
Yeah, I think they did. I think they thought they're going to go surf, do a 5-year stint somewhere. And
I think Merrick actually is. I think he's going to join the army.
He's going to end up a soldier.
Really?
Merrick will become a soldier.
I feel like your persona and the way you are with everyone, you just want to help people, but it doesn't come. They're trying to make it not come that way. I think you're a very caring person on the show, but they're not showing it, man.
Absolutely uncaring. No, man, not even. And they're not even showing my successes. Have you seen any of the successes in the 10 episode?
You haven't succeeded in anything yet.
The giveaway was for us that episode when they talked about who you'd wanted voted out, and not many. I mean, a few did. Boys that don't like you, but a lot of the girls were like, "I wouldn't vote him out." And I remember watching that, thinking, "Well, if they all love Forrest, you're not showing us why they love Forrest." So no, I agree. There is a stitch up
from day one. And I'm not complaining about the editing. I don't care. It's a TV show, Sev, in the end.
100%. You nailed it.
But, man, I've been in the game. I've been in the game a quarter of a century. I've worked with some amazing, amazing people but this, it's a show, man. It's a show, and I get it. It's fabricated, and it's curated and engineered. But yeah, there's been a stitch up from day one, but I'll take that and I'll wear it as a badge.
Just quickly for us, are there any more blow-ups? Can we look forward to you having any more blow-ups on the show with any of the other members?
I don't know.
He can't remember. There's been that many. He's lost count. What we do love about him is he just genuinely doesn't care. If you go to his Insta, which is @Farazzle, one of the more recent posts is him just giving the bird to everyone. He just doesn't care, this bloke. He doesn't care. Anyway.
You know why, bro? Hey, Fev, guys, you know why? When Shannon was calling me names, I'm like...
A sociopath, I think he called you.
Yeah, I'm like, are you calling... Are you, I built my life on True North, on principles, on foundation. I come from a family and from parents that built that. And you're telling me I have a disregard. That's a shot on everything I stand for, on my family, on my ancestry. Calm down, and I will bring you down if you're going to do that. I don't take that lightly, you know. But I know he's a good man. I want to bury the hatchet. I actually reached out to him. He never reached back, but I'll never lose sleep, bro. It's all good.
All right, man. Wow. Well, you put it out there.
You're the better man
again.
For doing that, bro.
He's made that call again here on our show as well. Ooh. So, you know, if he's listening, the olive branch has been extended again. So
number 11's at it again.
Good on you. We'll be watching Firas Durrani. SAS Australia returns Monday night, 7:30 p.m. on 7. Thanks, Firas.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.